Proverbs 7. My son, keep my words. Lay up within you my commandments for use when needed, and treasure them. Keep my commandments and live, and keep my law and teaching as the apple, the pupil of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to skillful and godly wisdom, you are my sister, and regard understanding or insight as your intimate friend, that they may keep you from the loose woman, from the adventuress who flatters with and makes smooth her words. For at the window of my house I looked out through my lattice, and among the simple, empty-headed, and empty-hearted ones, I perceived among the youths a young man void of good sense, sauntering through the street near the loose woman's corner. And he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, night black and dense was falling over the young man's life. And behold, there met him a woman dressed as a harlot, and sly and cunning of heart. She is turbulent and willful. Her feet stay not in her house. Now in the streets, now in the marketplaces, she sets her ambush at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with impudent face she said to him, sacrifices of peace offerings were due from me. This day I paid my vows, so I come forth to meet you, that you might share with me the feast for my offering. Diligently I sought your face, and I have found you. I have spread my couch with rugs and cushions of tapestry, with striped sheets of fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until morning. Let us console and delight ourselves with love. For the man is not at home. He is gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed at the full moon. With much justifying and enticing argument, she persuades him. With the allurements of her lips, she leads him to overcome his conscience and his fears and forces him along. Suddenly, he yields and follows her reluctantly like an ox moving to the slaughter, like one in fetters going to the correction to be given to a fool, or like a dog enticed by food to the muzzle, till a dart of passion pierces and inflames his vitals. Then, like a bird fluttering straight into the net, he hastens, not knowing that it will cost him his life. Listen to me now, therefore, O you sons, and be attentive to the words of my mouth. Let not your heart incline toward her ways, and do not stray into her paths, for she has cast down many wounded. Indeed, all her slain are a mighty host. Her house is the way to Sheol, Hades, the place of the dead, going down to the chambers of death.